Chapter 14, Power from On High.
As the divine endowment, the power of the Holy Spirit, was given to the disciples, so it will today be given to all who seek aright. This power alone is able to make us wise unto salvation and to fit us for the courts above. Christ wants to give us a blessing that will make us holy. These things have I spoken unto you, he says, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See John 15, verse 11. Joy in the Holy Spirit is health-giving, life-giving joy. In giving us His Spirit, God gives us Himself, making Himself a fountain of divine influences to give health and life to the world. As God so liberally bestows His gifts on you, remember that it is in order that you may return them to the giver, multiplied by being imparted. Bring into the lives of others light and joy and peace. Every day we need the discipline of self-humiliation, that we may be prepared to receive the heavenly gift, not to hoard it, not to rob God's children of His blessing, but to give it in all its rich fullness to others. When more than now shall we need a heart open to receive, aching as it were with its longing to impart? We are in duty bound to draw largely from the treasure house of divine knowledge. God wants us to receive much in order that we may impart much. He desires us to be channels through which He can impart richly of His grace to the world. Let sincerity and faith characterize your prayers. The Lord is willing to do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. See Ephesians 3, verse 20. Talk it. Pray it. Do not talk unbelief. We cannot afford to let Satan see that he has power to darken our countenances and sadden our lives. Pray in faith. And be sure to bring your lives into harmony with your petitions, that you may receive the blessings for which you pray. Let not your faith weaken, for the blessings received are proportionate to the faith exercised. According to your faith be it unto you. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. See Matthew 9:29 and chapter 21, verse 22. Pray, believe, rejoice. Sing praises to God because He has answered your prayers. Take Him at His word. He is faithful that promised, Hebrews 10:23. Not one sincere supplication is lost. The channel is open. The stream is flowing. It carries with it healing properties, pouring forth a restoring current of life and health and salvation. To every teacher is given the sacred privilege of presenting Christ. And as teachers strive to do this, they may cherish the reassuring conviction that the Savior is close beside them, giving them words to speak for Him, pointing out ways in which they can show forth His excellence. Teachers meet with many trials. Discouragements press upon them as they see that their efforts are not always appreciated by their pupils. Satan strives to afflict them with bodily infirmities, hoping to lead them to murmur against God, to forget His goodness, His mercy, His love, and the exceeding weight of glory that awaits the overcomer. Let them remember that by trial God is leading them to more perfect confidence in Him. His eye is ever upon them, and if in their perplexity they look to Him in faith, He will bring them forth from the furnace refined and purified as gold tried in the fire. He permits trials to come to them, to draw them nearer to Him. But He lays on them no burden greater than they are able to bear. And He declares, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. See Hebrews 13:5. He is always ready to deliver those who trust in Him. Let the hard-pressed, sorely tried teacher say, Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Please read Job 13, verse 15, and Habakkuk 3, verses 17 and 18. Students, cooperate with your teachers. As you do this, you give them hope and courage. You are helping them, and at the same time, you are helping yourselves to advance. Remember that it rests largely with you whether your teachers stand on vantage ground, their work an acknowledged success. In the highest sense, you are to be learners, seeing God behind the teacher and the teacher cooperating with him. Your opportunities for work are fast passing. You have no time to spend in self-pleasing. Only as you strive earnestly to succeed will you gain true happiness. Precious are the opportunities offered you during the time you spend in school. Make your student life as perfect as possible. You will pass over this way but once, and it rests with you yourself whether your work shall be a success or a failure. As you succeed in gaining a knowledge of the Bible, you are storing up treasures to impart. If you have a fellow student who is backward, explain to him the lesson that he does not understand. This will aid your own understanding. Use simple words. State your ideas in language that is clear and easy to be understood. By helping your fellow student, you help your teachers. And often one whose mind is apparently stolid will catch ideas more quickly from a fellow student than from a teacher. This is the cooperation that Christ commends. The great teacher stands beside you, helping you to help the one who is backward. In your school life, you may have opportunity to tell the poor and ignorant of the wonderful truths of God's Word. Improve every such opportunity. The Lord will bless every moment spent in this way. We are living at a time when Satan is working with all his power to discourage and defeat those who are laboring in God's service. But we must not fail nor be discouraged. We must exercise greater faith in God. We must trust his living word. Unless we have a firmer hold from above, we shall never be able to cope with the powers of darkness that will be seen and felt in every department of the work. Earth's cisterns will often be empty, its pools become dry. But in Christ there is a living spring from which we may continually draw. However much we draw and give to others, an abundance will remain. There is no danger of exhausting the supply, for Christ is the inexhaustible wellspring of truth. The ethics inculcated by the gospel acknowledge no standard but the perfection of God's mind, God's will. All righteous attributes of character dwell in God as a perfect, harmonious whole. Everyone who receives Christ as his personal Savior is privileged to possess these attributes. This is the science of holiness.